How are you two?
Good, tired.
Tired? I'm sorry. You could lay down here a little bit later. It'll be fine. Good. So once upon a time, there was a guy who had everything. I mean everything. Anything he wanted. If he wanted peaches for dinner, you know what he said? Peaches! And people brought peaches. If he wanted lobster, he said, lobster! And they brought the lobster. If you were him, what would be the one thing that you would want people to bring to you all the time? Cake. What kind of cake?
Chocolate.
Chocolate cake. You've just proven your worth in the world. Chocolate cake. Awesome. What about you, Tony? Have anything.
I would probably, it'd probably be either video games or grapes. I don't know which.
Video games or grapes. Shall we take a vote? All those in favor of video games, raise your hands. All those in favor of grapes, raise your hands. All those in favor of chocolate cake, raise your hands. Universal. Right, yeah. So you can have whatever you want. There was another man. He had nothing. He had nothing. He barely had the clothes on his back. He hardly had enough to eat. And he had sores. And the dogs used to come and lick the sores. It's a heavy ick factor in the Bible. Yeah. And so when he called out and said, bring me some peaches, what happened? No. And he said, bring me some lobster. What happened? Together. No. And if he asked for chocolate cake, left over from your table, what happened?
No.
No. You had nothing. My question to you is, who did God love more? Think about it. Don't be too quick. It's a theological question. It's a little bit like algebra. It's never the answer you think it is. Who do you think God loved more? Yes.
It's a trick question. He loved both.
Yes! Aren't you supposed to be enrolling in confirmation pretty soon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good answer. We have nothing else to talk about. Guess what? It turns out that how much you have has nothing to do with how much God loves you. You'd be surprised to know that that would come as news to some people. Both poor and rich. Sometimes when people are having a hard time or don't have any money or enough to eat, sometimes they think God doesn't love them and that it's a punishment. But it's not. And sometimes people have everything, all that they could want and more, and sometimes they think, well, this must mean God loves me a lot more. But it doesn't. God loves the rich man and the poor man equally. What's missing in the story is that the rich man didn't seem to be able to see the poor man. Couldn't see his need and didn't do anything. So one of the cool things about the fact that God loves us, whether we're rich or poor or black or white or gay or straight or any of those kinds of things, is that it frees us up to share ourselves with others. It's not a bad deal. If you're rich, you don't have to keep it all. If you're poor, maybe somebody will share. And if then, there's always enough for all. But what there's always enough of is God's love. Rich, poor, whatever you are. Thanks. And thank you for answering the question correctly, honestly. Well done. Let's sing the second verse, and if you'll help me with the pillow, you can take a nap.